Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley.
Hello.
I was returning a requested call back from customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was trying to call. I've done the free trial with y'all for a bottle of the E-Rex and a bottle of the ProFlex or whatever it is. It was $6 and something, $7. And after I got it, I sent y'all emails telling you to don't refill my order. I didn't want no more of it. And last night I got a deal from my Discover card saying that y'all was trying to bill me to send me something else. I don't want no more stuff. I need to cancel that, whatever y'all trying to do, so it won't go on my car. I done called Discover card to stop the transaction. I just need to make sure I get it stopped on y'all's end.
Okay, no problem. I'm happy to help. Do you by any chance have your order number?
Oh, no, not right on me. Can you do it just by my name
I
and my
can, no
address?
problem. Yeah, sure thing. What's your name and can I have your zip code?
William Owens, and my zip code is 75939.
All right, Mr. Owens, I do thank you for your patience. Just to confirm, can you provide with the shipping address?
307 Bud Jones Road, Cargan, Texas.
Perfect, thank you. Yes, it did bring up the erects. So I show you with both the booster and the testosterone supplement to improve stamina performance. Now, I did hear you mention you had tried to contact us by email. That is an automated reply only. It's like an unmonitored, it's not live
Well, I
monitored, you
actually
know.
tried. Yeah, whenever I got the confirmation from y'all, that's what I replied on, and they gave a phone number on there. And whatever phone number was on my confirmation, I called it about 10 times to try to do what we're doing right now, and it would go, "This is not a working number." I couldn't get through. I got the number that I called you on this morning on from my Discover card people when I
Weird.
called them this morning about the shortage. Yeah.
It was the number that they gave you, the
Well,
one you're speaking with me on now. Was that the same number you got in the email?
I don't know. I'd have to go back to my email to look. I mean, I'd have to dig it back up to see. I couldn't tell you right offhand because it's been a couple weeks since I was calling it. Because, like I say, as soon as I ordered that stuff, I got to thinking. I said, "Well, this is going to be one of them deals where they continue to charge you monthly till you stop it." So that's why I sent that email, and I took it a. Tried to call, but like I said, I couldn't get through on the telephone. Matter of fact, last night at midnight, I got a text on my phone saying that I was getting some kind of bill added to my Discover store for $92.90. That's why I got up this morning checking, and that's what it was. So that's why I was trying to stop it this morning.
Yeah, I do show that the 9290, it was billed, it did go through. That is retail pricing of the original, the booster that was sent out, or excuse me, the testosterone. The booster was declined for the 9189. Now, I do understand you have already contacted your Discover card, you know, to stop our payments. Have you already asked them to dispute it for you as well, because it was
Well,
successful.
I started the dispute on it because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get through on this number. But they told me as long as I talk to y'all and y'all cancel it on y'all's end, then I don't have to call them back. They won't do nothing on no dispute. As long as I can get through with you on a phone call and take care of it like this, they said, "Don't worry about it."
Got you. All right. So give
I
me
just
actually
want, I
just.
just, I just don't, I just don't want to charge for either one of them deals. I don't want it resent to me. I don't want no more of it. and I don't want nothing charged to my card. I just want to put an X on my order and be done with it. That's all I want to do.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. Now, no, I do want to let you know that the billing that went through, it, you're not expecting any more shipment of product for that. It was billed against what you already have in your possession outside the free trial. So what I'm doing now is I'm working on your cancellation.
Well, the only charge I had was a $6 and something and a $7 something for the first thing that I've got. I don't know nothing about no other. I mean, all I was supposed to get billed was $6 and like 96 cents and $7 and something for the other one. The 90, whatever you're talking about, $90, I have not received no more stuff.
No, sir. It's not for a second. It's not for a second shipment. What you paid on the 12th, the 670 and the 745, that paid nothing towards the product itself. That paid shipping and handling to receive it on a 14-day free trial.
Right.
And outside that free trial, if left unadjusted, is where we bill the full price of what you already have. It's a
month
supply.
So you're telling me that the two little bottles of stuff I got, I mean, it wasn't free then. I mean, that's because it said when I ordered it, it was free. All I had to do was pay for the shipping. And now you're saying now that I've got it, since I'm not going to reorder any more stuff, now you're going to charge me $92 for it.
No, sir. I said it was on a free trial. It's like signing up for a trial of Netflix or Pandora. You have a set time frame free, but if you fail to adjust it outside of the trial, it bills for the service you were provided. That's what had happened. Now, as a courtesy, because I just don't want your account to reach the chargeback status where we can't assist you, meaning your bank fully processes, you know, that dispute, and they contact us to investigate. You know, we do have to give them the order information you used, the tracking confirmation, and they complete the same order form to be sure our terms were provided. It basically results in a chargeback status where they take their temporary credit for their investigation back from you. So just to confirm, again, I have everything canceled. And I have it into our system as well where we can't attempt the 9189 any longer. But for the 9290, we'll have to have your Discover card. Well, somebody at the Discover company, give us a call just to confirm that the dispute process can go ahead and be dropped. And what we'll go ahead and do as a courtesy is we'll refund 35%.
So what do I need to do now to make that happen?
You said they're open.
I need to call Discover and tell them that.
Right. You would need to give them a call and just provide them. I believe you said they gave you our number. So just let them know you have spoken with us. We do have everything canceled. Just request that they give us a quick call. They'll place you on hold and they'll dial our number. Once they get through to us, all we need them to do is confirm, hey, it's you know, the dispute's not going anywhere. It's going to be dropped. And that's when we can go ahead and put the credit through for you.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Then what am I actually going to be charged then?
Let me see.
Above the $6.76 and the $7. Right. I mean, when all this is said and done, how much more are y'all going to charge me?
Oh, nothing further will ever, right. Nothing further would ever be built. What that would do, let me see. So $92.90.
So what you're saying is I'm not going to have to pay no more than the seven and the six.
No, what I'm offering is 35% back on the $92.90. But to make that a little less confusing, here's what I'll do. I'll also gift you where I have an employee code. It makes our products half price. So I'll get that applied in your refund section. I'll notate we can have that applied for you. It's going to cut the price in half. So for the $92.90 you were built, it would give you back $46.45.
Okay. So what you're saying is the $92.90 that I seen on my text last night that's been charged to my credit card, it'll be knocked in half.
Right.
That'll be the end of the deal.
Right. And I have it in our system okay. where that
so
90.
I talked to my Discoverer this morning already, and they've seen the 9290, but the 9290 yet has not been charged. It's just pending is where all it is right now. That's what they told me. It was just pending. They said, I need to, if I was going to protest it, I need to call y'all and talk to you on the phone. And once I talk to y'all, then I'm supposed to call them back. So, I mean, I'll get back. I'll call my Discover card back now and tell them that I talked to y'all and y'all are canceling everything. But on the 9290, there's going to be half of that charge to me. Is that right?
Right. I mean, let me see.
I mean, I don't feel like I should have to pay any of it because, I mean, I ordered the stuff, said it was a free trial. All it's going to cost me shipping $6. And then that other one that they sent for $7, I didn't want that. But when I pushed the button on it, I meant to say no, said yes. So I said, well, for $7, hell, send it on. And then I thought that was going to be the end of it. And now that I'm not reordering, I'm getting another charge to me. I mean, that must have been in the fine print.
Right. I completely understand where you're coming from, sir. And I really do apologize for any confusion on, you know, how our service is laid out. So while you were explaining that, I took a moment and I sent a quick message over to one of my supervisors who's in right now. I'm just waiting for her to reply.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see if she's going to allow me to do anything mm-hmm. further on that charge for you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. I expected to pay. I know that the $6 and something and the $7 something was on my card because I checked it after uh-huh. I ordered that stuff. And then, like I said, I immediately tried to do that confirmation reply back not to redo this. And then I tried to call y'all to do it, and now it's happening. I mean, I'd rather just get it all canceled and me be out of the picture. I don't want it. I'll be honest with you. I've been taking that crap for 15 or 16 days. It don't do nothing for me. It's just like taking a damn water pill. It don't help me at all. I don't want to pay for it. I don't like it. It ain't. The stuff don't work for me.
Completely understand. Yeah, it may not be, you know, the best suited product for every individual. But the good
yeah.
news is she did get back with me. And on the 9290 you were billed, what I can go ahead and do is basically combining both of the last offers. So what that does is refund $69.67 back into your account. And what it would leave as far as paying on the product would be $23.23.
Okay, that'll be good. I'll take care of that. I'll eat that on it.
Okay. Well,
and
look, I
everything
can...
Everything else is canceled.
It is. I
everything
made sure...
else is canceled. Both.
Yeah. Yes, for
You're
both items. I made sure, you know, we're never going to attempt the 9189 any longer. I do have it notated once your Discover card calls, just to confirm it's been dropped. We'll go ahead and put the $69.67 back into your account. But I do want to give you a cancellation confirmation
okay.
number.
Okay. Can you send that to me in an email?
We can. I'll request to have that sent on out. It'll go to WOWENS@CCISDTX.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. You should have that arrive shortly.
And you still need me when we hang up to call Discover and tell them to stop the dispute, but do they still need to call you, or do I just need to call and tell them that we took care of it?
If you wouldn't mind, Mr. Owens, just have them give us a quick call. It really shouldn't take, I mean, no more than just a minute or two. We just need them to confirm that it has been.
As long as they can get through to you, I don't know how long they'll sit there because this morning I called and I had to get put on that waiting list to be able to get y'all to call me back. So I don't know how they'll do that. But I will call Discover right now and let them know that what we done, and then I'm only going to be charged the $23, and I'll tell them to call y'all back on that number and see what I can get done.
All right. Sounds good. Is there anything else for me at this time?
No, ma'am. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Mr. Owens. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.